Well, Rachel Corrie was a young woman with some very strong, powerful ideals about how we should live in the world. She was a student, 23 years old, and she decided to spend some time with the Palestinian people, knowing of the plight of the occupation and what that meant to them. But she wanted to see it firsthand. So she went over to be a part of that and witness with them and accompany them. Sadly, in her attempt to accompany them, she was killed, run over by a bulldozer by the Israeli Defense Force when they were attempting to demolish a home in the area. The home eventually was demolished. They were making way for the wall, which is now up around Palestine and around Gaza, where she was.
A wall that was constructed between Egypt and Gaza, and Rachel, that actually was being constructed when Rachel was in Rafah, and it was starting from the west to the east along the border with Egypt, and then the Israelis would destroy the homes out away from that wall. So Rachel was standing in front of the home of the Palestinian family, the Nasrallahs, when she was killed, and that home was being destroyed simply to make way for the wall.
It's a way, I think, to reach people in the United States who have been, you know, struggling with stereotypes that have been directed at Palestinian people. We have a pretty negative image of what it means to be Palestinian, what it means to be Arab. So through Rachel's words, which are very moving and powerful, we begin to see a different view of the Palestinians than what is typically seen on our, through our media.
A story I always like to share is that the Prophet, Muhammad, he had a neighbor that whenever he prayed would throw garbage on him. And one day, this neighbor stopped throwing garbage on him. And after the Prophet got done praying, he was worried. You know, it was like, where is this neighbor of mine? Why isn't he throwing garbage on me? You know, what a thing to say. You know, usually people will be like, let's go beat him up. And he actually went and saw that neighbor, and the neighbor was ill, and he took care of that neighbor, and he brought him food every day, and made sure that he was better. And after the neighbor got better, he became a Muslim, because he saw the compassion and the love that the Prophet had for this person that was doing such harm to him. So as a Muslim, that's a story that I like to share.
We want to broaden the discussion in this country and in this community of what the struggle in Palestine and Israel is all about. And we think Rachel's words are one powerful way to do that.
Before completing her studies at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, she joined other foreign nationals working with the International Solidarity Movement in Gaza on January 25th, 2003. This text has been edited from her journals and emails. I am building the world myself.
I just think we have a right to be critical of government policy, any government policy, particularly policies which we're funding. But I have had this underlying need to go to a place and meet the people who are on the other end of the tax money that goes to fund the U.S. military. I stayed within the doll's house, the flower world I grew up in. Mom, I love you. You gave me a potential, but I am growing out of what you gave me. I am saving it inside me and growing outward. Was shining. and read political economy in the green chair. I danced around to magnetic fields and mowed the lawn.
Our aloneness is what allows us to speak the truth without being afraid. What if our aloneness is what allows us to adventure, to see the world as a dynamic presence, as a changeable, interactive thing?
While some Gazans cross the border for a taste of freedom, most went in search for goods that have become increasingly scarce. We have no flour, no electricity, no water. We have nothing this woman tells.
If I lived in Bosnia or Rwanda or who knows where else, needless death wouldn't be a distant symbol. It wouldn't be a metaphor. It would be a reality.
There are thousands, tens of thousands of people who've gone not just to this, what's known as Egyptian Rafah, but inside to the city of El Arish, which is about 40 kilometers inside Egypt, inside the Sinai.
I can't cool boiling waters in Russia. I can't be Picasso. I can't be Jesus. I can't save the planet single-handedly. I can wash dishes. People of Israel are suffering, and Jewish people have a long history of oppression. We still have some responsibility for that. Whose interest does it serve to identify Israeli policy with Jewish people?
The situation in Gaza after the tightening of the blockade by Israel last Thursday has definitely eased, but the question is, how long is this border going to stay open there?
And I thought, so who cares? If my whole life is going to amount to one shrug and the shake of a head, who cares if it happens at 11:15 p.m. or at 97 years? Who cares? Now I know who cares. I know if I die at 80 years or at 8 p.m., I know, and I know it's me. That's my job. My attention at this particular moment, probably because I felt like it was our translation problems that made him leave. I continued toward her at some pace with a mound of earth building up in front of it. As the mound of earth reached Rachel, she obviously felt that in order to keep her balance, to keep her footing, she had to climb on top of this mound of earth to prevent being overwhelmed by it. When she did this, I put her head and shoulders clearly above the bulldozer blade, and therefore clearly in view of the bulldozer driver, so he knew absolutely that she was there. She begins to fall down the mound of earth and out of sight of the bulldozer driver. So he has essentially pushed her forward down the mound of earth, and she begins to slide, and then you see one and then both of her feet disappear.
Free for the first time in months to leave their crowded, impoverished land.
I
want to go out and see the world, says Ashraf. We've been closed in for years. In the dead of night, militants from Hamas and other groups used acetylene torches and high explosives to destroy the wall Israel had built between Gaza and Egypt.
She died in the ambulance a few minutes later. Rachel Corey was killed March 16th, 2003.
To bring it to an end.
I feel education and knowledge is power. The more people know about the issue, the more you get to talk about it, the more you educate, the more enlightened people